So baby girl, make sure they follow us, because you know, sometimes we're all over the place.
When you know how, like, the rules and you have people right up there, you kind of have to angle them.
Okay, so,
well, not right now, but as long as you centered and then framed, that's all we need.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let me know when we're live.
Oh, you're live. Sorry.
Well, hello. Good morning, soldiers, and God bless you in the name of Jesus, Abigail.
Sorry.
Love that girl. I almost called her a chocolate girl. Love that girl. Love Abigail. Well, you got a little light chocolate on you, so that's okay. Amen. Amen. Giving praise, giving honor to God. God is worthy of all of our praises. We lift him up. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. All the mothers and all the mothers to be. And listen, I'm going to tell you, well, she's pregnant. She's not a mother yet. She's pregnant. She's a mother. Because what's in her is alive and it has life. And if it has life, you a mama. And so to the mothers that have not delivered yet, and to the mothers that have delivered, and to the mothers that are still wondering which way was right, happy Mother's Day. Because some of the mothers are like, man, happy Mother's Day to you. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. I want to start out by, if you get a chance, go to Matthew 19:14. And what Matthew 19:14 tells us is, Jesus told the apostles, the children were, the parents and caregivers were bringing their children to Jesus so he could lay hands on them and pray for them. And the apostles, you know, because they're trying to keep Jesus from being bombarded and they're trying to protect him and all that other stuff, and we bother with any kids, and they're like, no, you can't bring the kids, leave the kids. And Jesus says, no, hold up a minute. Jesus says, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. It is your duty as a parent, a loved one, a guardian of children to make sure that they know who Jesus is and to bring them to Christ. That's your job. It's necessary, because what they're dealing with, we didn't have, every generation seems to get worse and worse. When I was a child, we were coming home from grade school, we didn't have to worry about people shooting us with guns and crackheads and dope dealers on the corner. And the worst thing we had to worry about was getting in a fight on our way home. Nobody was carrying guns, knives, nothing. You grab a stick from wherever you stood, and or you learn to run really, really fast. You know, either run or fight. That's what you do. But the kids now, they have the internet, and they have, which is a whole world of danger all by itself. And then they're predators, and then they got the government trying to kill the babies before they get here, and all this kind of thing. And we didn't have all of this when I was growing up. And so it is more, I don't think it's more, but it is imperative that we bring our children, our loved ones, our babies to Christ. Because that's, as a parent and a loved one, that's our job. That's our duty. We need to do that. And so he says, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. And then in Psalms 100, verse number three, he said, it is he that had made us. He who? He God. It is he who had made us and not we ourselves. Good morning, Allie. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. What does all this got to do with anything? Just be quiet. I'm going to tell you. The children, you may have helped bring the children forth, but the Bible says God made these children, right? If God made the children, then the children obviously belong to God. If the children belong to God, what right do you have to kill them before they can be born? If these children belong to God, what right do you have to destroy their lives because it's an inconvenience for you? These children do not belong to you. They were given to you as a gift by God, because he told mankind to multiply. Good morning, Pastor Nikki. How you do, baby? Amen. Where's the other one? Amen. And so, the reason I'm talking about this is because they're trying to do things with Roe versus Wade, and then they got people out trying to fight against that and all these things, and they're trying to kill our babies before they have an opportunity to be born. before they have an opportunity to speak for themselves. They're trying to kill our children. You don't have the right to kill something that you don't own. Those children belong to God. We just read Psalms 103. It is He that had made us and not we ourselves. And your children, you need to bring those children to Christ even before they're born. You can pray for those children. You can pray for them while they're in the tummy. You can pray for those children because there is a big job. They got a lot to deal with once they get here. And the least you can do is protect them while they cannot protect themselves. That's the least you can do. You don't have the right to destroy what you didn't make. You don't have, it's not yours to destroy. That child belongs to God. Amen.
Amen.
While Pastor Nicole is checking, seeing what she has, how do you have very many this morning?
No, but they're a little. One of them is a little detailed.
A little lengthy. Okay. I want to. I was back doing the notes and praying for those that are asking for prayer, and the Lord told me I was actually addressing one of our members, Dom, who's dealing with some things. In Hawaii, who's dealing with some things, and as I was speaking to him, the Lord spoke to me to speak to him and those of us that are here. It's not working, honey.
They say there's no sound, and I just confirmed there's zero sound.
Oh, which one is Facebook. That? Facebook. Okay, use another. I have more in there. Amen. He said to tell them, hold on, change is coming. That's what he said when I was back. And I got so excited when he said it. Good morning, Asia. I got so excited when he said it. I hopped up. I wrote it down. I hopped up and I came out. I was getting ready to go. And he says, he told me to tell Dom and to tell those that are dealing with things. He says, hold on. He said, because change is coming. There is about to be a change in the spirit realm. There's about to be a change in your atmosphere. There's about to be a change going on where you stand. Things are about to change. Lot, amen. It was Lot. He was in the city of Gomorrah. Lot in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the angels were there trying to get things done, but they couldn't do anything until they got Lot out of this and his family out of the city, because things were about to change. The Lord is trying to get His people ready. The Lord is trying to encourage us. A lot of people are being attacked by witches and demonic people that are just influenced under the demonic spirits. They're coming at like our current reality. That's one of the new ministries that's now under S4C, an awesome ministry. Two evangelists that are just on fire for God. They were here Wednesday night. They were just amazing evangelists and their family, and they are, I encourage you to look at their website. Go on YouTube, Our Current Reality, or OCR Reality, right? Our Current Reality. They're awesome ministers of God, and we are ordained them on Wednesday night. They are officially a member of their ministry is a part of our family of ministries. And he said that he has to wear a bulletproof vest to go out on the street and witness because of all the death threats that he has. He has to wear a full flak because people don't want to hear the gospel. The police follow him around the city because they're building up a sheet because he refused to stop preaching the gospel. And he goes from place to place and city. It's not just one space. He goes to place after place after place, and they just kind of follow him. I don't want to say where he is. But they follow him, and he gets death threats, and people do all kind of things, but he refuses to stop preaching the gospel. And a lot of us, I don't even want to say. And so the Lord said, hold on, change is coming. You keep preaching the good, you keep preaching the gospel, you keep ministering the word of God, you keep doing what God has commanded you to do. And even under attack, you continue to fight the good fight. Dom, even under the situation that he was under, he's still trying to minister to other people, still trying to preach the gospel, and he himself got issues going on. Those are the soldiers that God are looking for. He's not looking for you to I'm going to wait until it dies down a little bit, and then I'll start back to preaching. That's not, I'm not going to shoot at the enemy anymore until he stops shooting at me. Then I'm going to start shooting at him. You're about to get dead. That's not how it works. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We need to be fighting constantly. And if there's always a spiritual battle going on, because the enemy is always trying to enter in. Whenever you relax and you think things are going fine, the enemy ramps up, because it's like, okay, they eased up now. They're taking it easy. They're not watching. Let's go. And they go in force, because you're putting your guard down. Amen. Yes. All right. So we'll talk about some more later. Go ahead, Pastor Cole. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. Our first prayer comes from Philippians 4 and 6 ministry. She's asking for prayer for her landlord. Her name is Annie. She has fluid on her brain, and the fluid is causing her to have no mobility in her legs.
Oh, wow.
There is drama with the nurses and caretakers, and because she's elderly, that's just more stress. I mean, even a young person, that's just more stress.
Yeah.
She says she's not sure of her salvation, but she's a believer. Okay.
Amen. Okay.
And she mentions one of the caretakers is Don David, and he needs salvation as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's Amen. A lot, so I'll okay. address later. We'll take okay. piece by piece.
So what's the landlady's name?
Annie.
Annie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amen. My prayer is that Annie knows who the Lord is. At any age, you need to know who the Lord is. Oh, they really need to know because they're getting older. No, there are little graves out at Forest Lawn, young graves, middle-aged graves, old graves, teenage graves. Their age has nothing to do with death. You know what I'm saying? You don't start getting closer to death when you get just because you're in your later years. You don't know how close to death you are, no matter where you are. You don't know where a stray bullet is. You don't know what disease is looking. You don't know what attack is coming. You just don't know. And the Bible clearly tells us that tomorrow is not promised. And so we need to pray for Annie salvation. That's my first prayer. My first prayer is for her salvation, because no matter how old she is, or how young she is, or what her age is, she still has to meet God. Because the Bible says, once appointed unto man to die, and after that, the judgment. Everybody's leaving here. Everybody will stand before God. Those two things will absolutely happen, whether you are saved or not, whether you ever known Christ or not. You are going to leave here one way or the other, and you will absolutely, positively stand before God, no matter what your belief, no matter what your understanding, no matter what you testified or didn't. Everybody will leave and everybody will meet God.
Amen.
We want to pray for her salvation, because that's what's foremost. Because these bodies were never made to last forever, but her soul, the real her, will live forever somewhere. And our prayer is that she will have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, that the real Annie will live with the Lord forever.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand here and we pray, as we stand here praying for Annie, we pray, Lord, first of all, that you would forgive her of any sin or unrighteousness, that you would cleanse her heart and her mind, that you would fix her atmosphere so that she can accept you and believe in her heart and trust in that you are her God, and that she will repent of any sin and she will say yes to you at this moment, at this time, because this the Bible says that you said, Lord, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Speak to Annie so that she will hear your voice. And we are praying, Lord, that she will not harden her heart, but that she will understand that you are the true and living God, and that you need to be in control of her life. And you need to be her King, her Lord, and her God. Father, we're asking that you would touch her body. We understand, Lord, that there are fluids in her brain and she is having problems walking, that you would ease her pain and her discomfort, and that you would give her grace, favor, and mercy so that she will be able to sustain Lord, touch her, those that are in her atmosphere that are helping her, and those that are caring for her. Touch them all right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 The other part of her prayer is that she lives with Annie. She says she was homeless for a few years. She lost everything and was blessed to be able to live with Annie. Should something happen to Annie, or looking at the situation that it's currently in, mm-hmm. she's not sure what her living situation is going to be.
Oh.
And so she's afraid. She doesn't want to become homeless again. So she's asking for prayer. You know, she needs a vehicle, and she wants to get her finances in order so that she can provide a place for herself to stay.
Amen.
She's also asking if we can send her a prayer shawl for Annie.
Absolutely. Amen. And some oil if she, Wow. Father, you understand, does it give the young lady's name?
No, her,
okay.
Her ministry. Philippians 4 and 6 ministry.
Philippians 4 and 6 ministry. Father, you know who this young soldier is. You know what they're in need of. You know the situation, and it is understandably concerning to her. But Father, she has faith in you, and she is trusting, Father, that you would open up a door, that you would create an atmosphere that she will be able to be sustained. Father, that you will do something that will bless, because right now, Lord, she just doesn't know. And Father, we know that you are aware of every situation. You are aware of every occurrence. You are aware of every spirit in our atmosphere. You are aware of everything that has, that's currently, and that will happen. And Father, we know by faith and by your word that you are able to sustain her, that you are able to provide, and that you are able to heal that atmosphere for her and for Annie. We're praying for deliverance for her and for Annie. We're praying for grace, favor, and mercy for her and for Annie. We're praying, Lord, that you will see them through, and that your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 What else you got?
Our next prayer is from Sartorius.
I remember that name.
Yes. Sartorius' cousin was living a sinful life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lay out what happened.
Okay.
And unfortunately, on May 2nd, he had a severe seizure and passed away.
Oh.
He never took the opportunity to give his life to the Lord, no matter how many times Sartorius offered it to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's asking if we can pray for his cousin Michael's parents.
Yeah.
His stepfather George and his mom Jenny, they're really devastated and heartbroken over the loss of their son.
I believe it. Amen. What's the son's name?
The son's name was Michael.
Michael. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we don't know what Michael's last words or thoughts were to you. Just based on what we think we know, he had not yet received you. Just based on what we believe that we know, he has not received you. But Father, we are praying for the parents, for the loved ones, for those that cared for him, for those that were part of the family. We're praying. We're praying, Lord, that you would encourage them to continue to move forward in you. Because just like he has gone on to the other side, we too will have to leave this place. And we too will have to give an account of our life and our lifestyle when we leave this place. And we're asking, Father, that you would remind those that have been left to bear the burden of that loss, that you would remind them that they too must meet you and that they too must be ready. Encourage their hearts and their minds. We don't know anything about the death of or what happened after that, but we do know that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world, and that you can continue to move and work through those that are still here. Bless that family. Ease their pain. Give them peace. Touch their minds. And help them, Lord, to move even closer to the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Man, just to let you all know, we do have communion this morning. And so if you don't have the wine or the juice that you would normally get when you were in church, just grab you some water, because Jesus Christ is the living water. Amen. And if you don't have any communion bread, unleavened bread, just get you a cracker or a little piece of bread. Go in the kitchen like you're making your sandwich and get you a piece of bread, because God is the bread of life. Amen. And so you still have time to do that. Good morning, soldier. You still have time to do that. It's going to be another 10 or 15 minutes before we get to communion. They're still coming in. So you still have time to do that. Remember, if you have a tallit, it would be wonderful if you wore it. If you have it, don't trip. Don't trip. I'm just saying. Make sure you wash your hands real good, because we're doing this unto God. And so we want to be as clean as we can. Get you some juice or some, get you some water, get you some bread or whatever the Lord has provided for you. Amen. And then when it's time, we'll go into communion. Amen. Do you have any more?
Yes.
Okay.
Janelle is asking for prayer for her cousin Shawnee.
Uh-huh.
Shawnee had a heart attack yesterday morning.
Oh.
She's in her late 40s.
Oh.
The last Janelle heard was that there was a blood clot in her heart, but the doctors didn't want to remove it until she was stable.
Right,
so
right.
She's praying for her healing.
In her heart. Wow. What's her name?
Shawnee.
Amen. Leslie, I want you to stand in for Shawnee. Good morning, soldiers. Good morning. Good morning. Allah, me see. I don't know. I need her hands. And it's nice to see. It's been 2-3 weeks. How long?
One?
It seems like it's been like 2 or 3 weeks since I've seen her. I really missed you, haven't I? I'm like, man, she's been gone for weeks. Where's she at? Amen. Amen. Good morning, soldier. How are you? God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Amen. I'm believing that Sean will be healed. I'm believing that Sean will be delivered. No, I'm sorry, Dominic. I went on to something while we were waiting to pray for Shawnee. I believe, good morning, Pastor Drea. I'm believing that Dominic will be completely healed and his ministry will absolutely continue as God has prepared it. I believe that God will keep, the Bible says, I will keep their minds in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through, if you keep your mind on Christ and not on the situation that you're dealing with, God will keep your mind in perfect peace. Read the scripture. It's there. Amen. Amen. So, Nikki, can you, son, can you come and anoint my hands here? Let me. Amen. No. I'm going to leave it there. Her name is Shawnee, right, Nikki? Shawnee. Thank you, sir. Yes. Yes, yes. Amen. La misera. This is for Shawnee. What a soldier you are. You, Leslie, what a soldier. Anchored in the truth. Where's Ryan? Is he here? Oh, okay, he's in the building. Okay, amen. Just so you all know, we have a fresh order of the oil that's made from the recipe in the Bible, in the scripture, that came in today. Nice, nice, nice order. And if you need oil, let us know. We'll gladly send it to you. We don't charge for the oil or the postage. Just tell us where you are. Anywhere in the world, if you get mail, we'll send it.
Amen.
Amen. And we don't charge for that either. Amen.
Amen.
Where are some of the places that we send stuff? Good morning, Beth.
South Africa.
New Zealand. United Kingdom. Everywhere in the United States.
Yeah.
Australia. Germany. Everywhere. Mexico. Everywhere. We send stuff everywhere. And we have yet to charge anybody one nickel for anything.
Amen.
Because God provides. Somebody said once, if God told you to do it, we'll all know after a while. Because if God didn't have you do it, that means you doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if God assigned this to you, if God commanded you to do this, God will provide. God will make sure that his work will be carried out if God told you to do it. Yeah. Now, if you called yourself, I don't have any scriptures for you. You just, good luck. Amen. Amen.
This is scripture.
Go ahead, honey. Tell us scripture.
I don't remember exactly where. It's in the New Testament, but he says for us not to just try to take on, I'm paraphrasing, mm-hmm. the office of teacher.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
he didn't call you. You're trying to just jump into an office. Just know that you are going to be judged by those standards.
Yes, yes. People used to want to be a pastor for the money. And me and Sandy looked at each other and we're like, what money? I want to get me a new car and a new house. And we're like, what? What church they go to? You know, I'm going to get it. I'm going to have me a this and have me a that. And I'm going to have all kind of money. And we're looking at each other. And we're like, I don't know. What are you talking about? Because, you know, have mercy.
Amen.
God is worthy. Amen. We're in this because we were called to do this. And whatever God blesses the church with, God blesses the church.
Amen.
Amen. We're not in this. It's been the last about 3 years that we haven't had to worry about the rent or the light bill. We've been doing this for almost 20.
It was 18 on the 4th of May.
So for the last 3 years, we haven't had to worry about paying the lease or the light bill. But all up before then, we didn't have all the help that we have now, but it didn't deter us, it didn't slow us down, and it didn't stop us.
Amen.
Because we weren't in this for money. We're in this because this is what God told us to do, and God sustained us.
Yes.
Many times I opened the door real slow to see if the security light was still on so we could have service that night. Y'all just don't know. Y'all don't know, but God sustained us. He kept us because this is what he told us to do. And if you do what God has commanded you to do, God will watch over his word. Whatever God put in you, God will watch over what he put in you. Now that stuff you went and got, that's on you. But what God put in you, God will watch out. Amen?
Amen.
I haven't said enough. Now I got to grease you up again. All right, come on. Amen. I done rubbed all that off. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for being patient, Leslie. I appreciate it. Thank you. Her name is?
Shawnee.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as Leslie stands in for Shawnee. Father, you understand what she's dealing with. You understand what she's going through. My prayer, Lord, is that she has already accepted you and that you are her king. That's our first prayer. Our next prayer is that you would touch her body, touch her mind. Whatever's wrong, Father, you can speak from your throne and it'll be right. Whatever's out of order, you can simply speak from your throne and it will put itself back in order. If you simply command the angels, they will enter into her room and touch her body. It's whatever you choose to do, Lord, it will be done. We're just praying that your perfect will, we're praying that your perfect will be for healing and deliverance, that you would forgive her of any sin and unrighteousness, cleanse her heart and her mind, touch her family and those that are her loved ones and those that are watching out for her, touch them all, reminding each of us that we must be ready. Because we simply don't know when. Touch Shawnee in her atmosphere. Touch her body. Touch her mind. Touch her will. Forgive her of any sin, any unrighteousness. Fix her atmosphere. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. All right.
This is our last prayer.
Okay, because I got plenty.
It is from Candace.
Candace.
Candace is, She is struggling with diabetes.
You didn't put your... Does Vimeo up yet?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
She's struggling with diabetes. She said it's way out of control due to her mismanagement, denial, and she said that equals sin. She now has bad neuropathy.
What is that? Knows,
it's a nerve condition.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually in the hands and feet and things, and really not there's really not much of a treatment for it.
Okay.
And she knows that that's a result of the mismanagement of diabetes. Mm-hmm. From the doctor's perspective, they will put her on insulin and send her home to die.
Ooh.
She says she can't take pills because she can't tolerate them. So she's repenting for the mismanagement.
Yes.
She's just asking God to heal her body.
Yes.
She walks on her repentance.
What's her name?
Candace.
Candace, I praise God for you. A lot of times we don't want to acknowledge our part. We want to, it's all them old doctors. Oh, my mama, oh, my spouse. Oh, but we're never part of the old. We never acknowledge what we did. I see everything you did. I'm watching you. But me, I'm an innocent. I'm just a victim. I commend you for speaking your part. And I'm going to pray that the Lord will give you peace and comfort. And even though you are aware and you confess that it was mismanagement on your part and you're not blaming anybody, I think it was very noble. I think it was very courageous, and I think it's very honest of you to admit your part. And I'm going to be praying in the name of Jesus that even if he chooses not to heal it all, that he will begin the process of your healing. Because now you're walking it out. You're aware. You've given it back to God. You're asking God to forgive what I did. Help me through the mess that I made. That takes a real soldier to do that. Because it's not hard to meet somebody that's going to blame somebody else. It's not hard to meet somebody that's going to put all the blame on somebody else. It's very rare to meet somebody that says, okay, I did it. Lord, forgive me. Can you help me through this? I get it now, Lord. I get it. Can you help me through this? I got it now, Lord. I was being rebellious, but I got it now. I was working against my own will, against your will for my life, but I got it now. That's a beautiful thing. And I believe that God will see it similarly. Amen. What's her name?
Candace.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Beth, would you stand in for Candace? Bye. Hey, Pops. Hey, Deacon. Little lady. Amen. I knew I saw Pastor Drea in here, but she's fast. Okay, she's like Raya. She quick. Amen. I'm scared to move.
I did.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Good. Amen. Pastor, anoint my hands. Thank you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever continues to believe in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. Hold your hands out like this. Nikki, what's her name again? Candace?
Candace.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Candace. Saria Moses. Father, Candace is not trying to play victim. She's trying to get it right. Father, she admits it was bad judgment. And she has confessed to you. And now she's trying to do it right. We pray for her in the name of Jesus. We pray for her every footstep. We pray, Lord, that she will be victorious in her victory. We pray, Lord, that you would forgive her of any sin, any unrighteousness, anything that is in her atmosphere that is not like you, anything that has found its way in her heart that is not like you. We pray that you would remove it and give her the victory even over the doctor's diagnosis. It's not time for her to die. Yes. It's not time. It's time for her to live. It's time for her to work out her own salvation with fear and trembling. It's time for her to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not time for her to die. It's time for Candace to live.
Yes.
Let us show. It's time for her to live.
Yes.
And Father, for every person that has acknowledged their choices and have decided to follow you in their choices, we pray for healing.
Yes.
We pray for deliverance.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that you would speak to their bodies,
yes,
to their hearts, and to their understanding, and help them through.
Yes.
And help them be an example, a living example,
yes,
for others that are dealing with similar circumstances. We're praying, Lord, that you would open up your windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing so much so they will not have room enough to receive. Why? Because they are walking in obedience to the word and the will of God. Forgiving their past and healing them in their future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
For every person that has repented and asked God to enter in to their situation. They made some, but how many of you have made bad choices?
Yeah.
How many of you have made choices like, man, if I could go back and just do that over again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Man.
I know I'm not the only one.
Man.
But since you can't go back in time to redo anything,
yeah,
you have to start from where you are,
yeah,
and walk new again. Anybody catch that? You have to, you can't go back. I can't go back to 11 o'clock this morning. That's gone. What I can do is start new, a new commitment to God. Father, I know I've made commitments before, but I'm making a new commitment to you. From this moment on, from where I stand, from this moment, I will obey. From this moment, I need you to enter into my mind and change the way I thought things should be, and change the way that I've been operating, and change the way things I've seen, because obviously it was not the same thoughts that you had. And so I need to be lined up with the word and the will of God. And so, Father, from this moment on, I want to be lined up with your will. I want to be lined up with your way. I want to do what you want me to do. Because if I do it the way I want to do it, it's a mess. I already know that. You can make a brand new commitment to God. This is not a resolution. This is a commitment to God. Now, the Bible says, listen to this. It's better not to vow a vow. Talking about to the Lord now. It's better not to vow a vow than to vow a vow and break it. It's better that you do not commit your life to Christ or your ways or your thoughts if you know you have no plans on keeping it. It's, the Bible says it's better that you don't do that. Don't make me a promise and then don't keep it. Because when God makes you a promise, he keeps his promise. And if God is good enough to keep his promise to you, you need to be good enough to keep your promise to him. And he's telling you, don't promise me something you are not going to keep. This is what I do. I say, Lord, if you help me, I can do this. This is what I do. Lord, if you help me, because you know I ain't all there. So if I don't need any amens. Yeah, but y'all look like y'all was thinking it. If you, Lord, if you help me, I can do this. Without you, I have no chance. But Lord, if you help me, I can keep my promise. Through the Holy Spirit, if you help me, I can do this. That's what you do, because I'm still in the flesh. I still blow it. I still make bad choices. I'm not perfect by any means, by no stretch. I'm working this out one step at a time. One step at a time. Well, you've been in this for 100 years. Shut up. no matter how long you've been in it.
Yeah.
You ain't been in it long enough to get it right.
Amen.
Not all of it. Because things keep changing. As you grow, as you get older, things change. Your situations change. Your finances change. Maybe your commitment to people change. Maybe your all kind of things are constantly changing. And sometimes your mind changes with those things, right? You change how you feel about people. I was in love with you 50 years ago, but now I like you pretty good. Right? Remember when you used to say, oh, honey, I just want to be where you are. Now it's like, oh God, you here again?
Amen.
What, do you live here? You know? Tell you. Yeah, because I've heard people talk. You understand what I'm saying? And you know, and so, you know, you love your baby when they're two and they goo goo gaga and all that kind of stuff. And then they're 22. It's like, oh man, enough already. Don't you, let me help you with a deposit. You know? You know, right?
Amen.
Amen. People change. And people forget, good morning, not Jason and Jody. I know it started with a J. Jasmine. I was going to say Jacob, but I knew that wasn't it. Jasmine. Amen. Amen. Looking all with the people with the coconuts and the pineapples and stuff. I forgot what you call that. Caribbean. That ain't it, but that's close. Amen. 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 Don't make a promise to God without asking God to help you keep that promise.
Amen.
Because I can almost guarantee you, if the Lord does not help you keep that promise, your flesh is going to find a way or try to find a way around that promise. Well, yeah, you said it, but based on the circumstances that you was in, the Lord knows you didn't really mean it that way. And the Lord understands. Ow! Don't do that. I can hear somebody preaching that right now. I can hear it. I can, it's ringing in my ear. You know the Lord, you know, don't fall for that. Don't fall for that. The scripture says, don't make me any promises you're not going to keep.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen,
hello. Oh! Okay, so I know we got communion and we finna go. All right, she's time clocking me. Amen. She's doing what I do to Pastor Sandy. Amen. Oh, she just don't have a sign like hers. You got mercy. Amen. Help me, Beth. Help me. All right, so. I want to do a couple of prayers. I want to pray. I want to pray again. There are demonic spirits and there are witches that summon these demonic spirits to go against the church and against those that are preaching the gospel and against those that are trying to live right. And we had witches come here trying to blow smoke and all that kind of, and I just look at it and laugh. I was like, you ain't coming again. You can't. You ain't. If you ain't taking us down in 18 years, what chance you think you got now? And we haven't gotten weaker in 18 years. We've gotten stronger in 18 years, right? And I just laugh and I sweep it off, blow it off, and keep on going. Cause it's just, you know, get, you know. And so we want to pray because some of our people are under attack. Good morning, soul sister. How you doing? Happy Mother's Day, baby. Where's your son? The talent that he's working. Amen. Oh, well, he's always working. Amen. 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 Well, we thank God. We're going to be praying for those that are under spiritual attack. We're going to be praying for those that have, the evangelist the witches are coming against him while he's on the street corner preaching and praying. We're going to be praying for those that are under spiritual attack, especially by demonic witches and their nonsense. Because people think that that's not real, but that stuff is real.
Amen.
That stuff, I don't believe in it. That, you don't have to believe in rain. That don't stop it from coming. Right? I mean, it is. That's the atmosphere that we're in. Just because you don't believe it or know, I don't believe it's going to be no rapture. That ain't going to stop nothing. All that means is you just don't believe. Right?
Amen.
We're praying that the Lord will fortify us, his people.
Amen.
And we're going to be praying. We're going to pray right now. We're going to pray that the Lord will fortify his people and protect us from all the things that the enemy will throw at us. Because without Christ, we can't do this. Without Christ, we can't make it. So those of you that can stand to your feet, stand up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand, we're praying for those that are under attack by demonic spirits and forces. Those that are, their ministries are under attack. Their homes are under attack. Their children, which is also their ministry, under attack. Their jobs, their churches, their pastors, their people in their lives under attack. Father, you said that we war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. This thing is real. And Father, the people need to understand that even if they don't understand how the second heaven works, that spiritual realm, how that operates, that it is still real. And that there are still demonic forces that are against us. And they're not against us in the flesh, but they are against your spirit that resides in us. They are against the you that's in us. Did y'all catch that? They are against the Christ that's in you. And so if they can't get you, they'll attack your children. If they can't attack your children, they'll attack your pets. They'll attack your car. You know a demon can attack your car? Nothing wrong with your car, and it won't start. A mechanic on a planet can't figure out what's wrong, and the car won't start, but you need the car to go to work. You need the car to take the kids to school. The enemy will attack. He'll send rodents in your house. You can be as clean as the Board of Health, and he'll send a rat in your house just because. All kind of spiritual attacks against your people, but we pray in the name of Jesus that we are fortified in you. Those that are witnessing. The enemy don't want us witnessing the gospel of Jesus Christ to anybody. And he will, oh my God, if you are getting close trying to help people understand who God is and where we are in these last moments, the enemy will come against you. But we pray in the name of Jesus that God will send his warring angels to surround us and protect us. We pray for healing and deliverance. We pray for protection and covering for every person that dares open their mouths to witness the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, for not just those that are witnessing, but their families. We pray for their finances. We pray over their provisions. We pray over their homes. We pray over their atmospheres. We're praying that you would protect us at all cost.
Yes, Lord.
Protect us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Protect us, Lord. Allow us to see what we need to see in order to do what we must do.
Yes,
those whose bodies have been attacked by the enemy because of our testimony and because of what we stand for in Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Those whose children and loved ones who've been attacked. Those whose jobs, finances have been attacked. Those whose health has been attacked. Lord, we pray for the families and for the believers and for those that are on the front line pressing forward to the mark of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. We have policemen that are believers of God, firemen, nurses, doctors, lawyers that are believers in Christ. We have people in every profession. Father, help. Help, Lord. Keep us safe and guarded by your glory, that we will fulfill our mission. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, let's get ready for some Lord's Supper. Amen. We get ready for our communion now. Hallelujah. I wrote a note back in the back. I said, we must be close. The body is at war. The members of the body of Christ, we're at war. Are you aware of that? And if you don't know that you're at war, you're in trouble. If you don't know that you're at war, you're in perfect position to be taken over. You're in perfect position to be destroyed if you are unaware that you are at war. You need to know, because if you don't believe that you're at war, you're not prepared. You haven't taken your gun out of the holster. Your tanks are not lined up on the battlefield. Your men are not, good morning, son. Your men are not stationary. You're not watching. If you don't believe that you're in a war, you're somewhere taking a shower. You're somewhere doing, you don't realize you're at war, so you're not ready. You have no armor. And God told us to the whole armor of God, the whole armor. You can't just walk around with the breastplate and no helmet, because guess where the next bullet coming? Right? You have to know that you're in a battle. And you have to know that greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. You need to know that. Good morning, Pastor Sandy.
Good morning, Pastor.
Because if you are unaware that you're in a battle, you're about to have a hard day. It's going to be all right, Jillian. And she came to church anyway. That's commitment. Amen. Hallelujah. I think that they have something planned for the mothers this morning. So I need to hurry up. Is that right?
You don't need to hurry up for that.
Oh, okay. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So we're reading from 1 Corinthians 11. We're going to start at verse number 27. Because all the years I used to take communion, they never really got into that. They read over it, drank the juice, ate the bread, and kept on stepping. But they never told me what this was about. Amen. So when we start at verse number 27, it says, "So then, whoever eat the bread and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning." May I read that again?
Yes.
Did y'all catch that? So then, this is the 27th verse of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. So then, whoever eats the bread, what we're about to have now, and drink the cup of the Lord, which is what this is, in an unworthy manner, will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of our Lord, or of the Lord. Well, what does that mean? If you know you have not repented, if you know your life is not where it should be, when nobody's perfect, I'm not talking about everybody, I'm talking about you. And you know you should be repenting. Before you take this, you need to make sure that you go before God right now and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Because if you take this and you already got plans to sin when you leave here this afternoon, you are guilty. You are just as guilty as those that put the thorns on his head. You are just as guilty as those that spit in his face. You are just as guilty as those who pierced him in the side. You're just as guilty as the Roman soldiers who beat him and pulled the beard out of his face. You're just as guilty. Sin is sin. God don't have no little white lie. Lie is a lie. But that wasn't a little lie. I mean, that wasn't a big old lie. It was just a little something I told. God don't go by something. You either pregnant or you not. You a man or you a woman. You is or you ain't. You in or you out. God is very black and white. There are no gray areas in God. So if you know you should repent, take this time while I'm reading this to do that. And if you have something against one of your brothers and sisters in here, you need to get it straight now. Just go to them. Talk to them. You got a minute. Amen. And 29th verse, for those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment unto themselves. If you're eating and drinking not aware of who you're representing and what you're doing and what it stands for, discerning the body of Christ, you're eating and drinking judgment unto yourself. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. People have died because of this. That's what when he's talking about falling asleep. You dead. People have dropped dead. You don't play with God. This is not a tradition. This is a commandment. Don't play with God. Amen. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. The Lord says, when I say things like this to you, when I bring this up to you and help you to understand what's going on, this is to keep you from being judged like those that crucified Christ. I do this to save you. Amen? Now let's go back up to verse number 23. For I have received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Do I have that? Oh, there we go. You are aware, at least to a degree, small degree, what Christ went through. You know, you've read about how they beat him, how they snatched the beard out of his face. I'm irritated when I shave, let alone when somebody snatched the hair out your head, then snatched it off his face. That's not right. They beat him. They pierced him in the side. Well, he'd already died when they pierced him in the side, but they mistreated him. They put a crown of thorns in his head, and then they pressed so the blood would run. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed so hard until the sweat was like drops of blood. He went through something. And he needs you, hey Randy, he needs you to be aware of what he did so that you will be aware of what you're doing. Don't play with this. You take this, because this reminds each other who we represent and what we represent, and that he will soon return one day. Raise up. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Good morning, Mother Sharon. Come on up here, girl. You're just in time. Good morning, Princess. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We recognize that this bread represents the body of Jesus. And for those that are viewing right now, Lord, whatever they're holding in their hand, whether they're doing it live or they're doing it later, represents the body of Jesus. Whether it's crackers or bread or whatever you have provided for them, it's representing the body of Jesus. And we understand in some small way what you've gone through for us. And Father, we repent of any sin, any wrongdoing, anything that does not reflect you in us. We repent. And we ask for your forgiveness, and help us not to do that or be there or say that again. We do this in remembrance of you, O Lord, and that you will soon be with us, and we will take this in heaven with you one day. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us break and let us eat. Amen. And going on to the 5th verse, 25. In the same way, after sup, he took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant," or the new promise, the new contract, because the old contract was fulfilled. It wasn't destroyed, because some people say, "Oh, he came to destroy the old contract." It was fulfilled. Did I get that right, Pastor Sandy?
You got it right.
The old contract, or the old covenant that he had, was for Jesus Christ fulfilled all that. This is the new covenant, or the new promise, that we're not trying to get in by our works, but we're getting in by the grace of God and through our obedience to him.
Amen.
Your works, your obedience to God is not works.
Amen.
Your obedience to God is your reasonable service.
Yeah.
It is what you are required to do. You going to work and punching in is not considered work. If you want to get paid, you punch in. They don't call that part of your work day punching in. Does that make sense? Your work is when you actually start working. When you clock in, you're supposed to, if you want to get paid, that's what you do. You don't count that as work. Being obedient and faithful to God is not works. That's doing what you're supposed to do. If you want to get paid, you need to do that. Amen. And so as we take this communion, good morning, Pastor Drew. Girl, you in and out? I'm like, I know I saw her. Amen. When we take this cup, represents the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was pierced in the side. The blood ran down. The water ran down. All of these things were necessary for our salvation. Don't take this as just a ritual. This is what God commands, because he told us, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you testify, you show the world, you announce to the world my death until I come. Because when God comes, he's going to set it all straight. There won't be not one question. When he shows up, there won't be any questions. Everything will be answered. But until then, we are testifying of his death and his resurrection. Does that make sense?
Amen.
Let us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we take this cup that represents your blood, first of all, thank you. Because you wanted to do this. I can't even imagine in my mind wanting to go through what you went through. You even wrote about it in the Old Testament, what would happen in the New Testament. You were excited about going through this for us. And how dare anyone not take this for what it stands for? And Father, we give praise and honor to you for doing this freely, gladly, for us, that our sins would be forgiven, that our lives would change, and that we would have an inheritance with you. We thank you. We pray over this, representing your blood for healing, for deliverance, and for the forgiveness of sin. In Jesus' name, let us drink together. And the scriptures go on and say, and the rest I will set in order when I come. Amen. Praise God. We're going to wrap it up. All of those that have sent in prayer requests, we're still praying. We have not forgotten. Please continue to pray for us. If you ask for prayer, we're praying. You can email us. Call us. 877-426-9778. If you call us, click on whatever extension you want. If you want prayer, we'll pray. We're not out yet. When you leave a voicemail message, that message is transcribed to whoever you left it for, and an email is automatically sent to that person, whether it's Pastor Sandy or myself, or the first ladies, or Salt, or whoever. It's transcribed, and an email is immediately sent to them. So it's not just waiting for somebody to answer the phone. Those messages come directly to whoever you left the message for. And we will get back with you. We have thousands of emails, so it might take us a minute. But I guarantee you, if you don't hear from us in a reasonable amount of time, hit us up again. Amen. We're not trying to lead you on. We're trying to help you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Keep us lifted up in prayer. And Brother Corey Davis and your awesome, amazing wife, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.